Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Doug Campbell back on the show. Doug's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the success coach. He works with companies just like yours and mine, and has been now for a long time, helping them get started, helping them grow their businesses. And he also teaches MBAs and undergraduates, and has joined us many times to talk to us about these topics. He's the author of Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Career, Business, and Life. And he's our good friend, Doug Campbell. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So Doug, you're out there where you know, you're out there actually walking in the businesses, talking to people, getting started, growing, trying to make their way in the economy, in the marketplace. What are you seeing out there? What are some of your reports that you can give us?
Well, I'm seeing more activity. You know, Connecticut's I live up in Connecticut, and we're doing some interesting things to try and focus on business growth. Actually, a couple weekends ago, I worked on a startup, Stamford, Connecticut, and if you haven't been to a startup, it's pretty interesting that Connecticut set up 4 innovation centers around the state, and I was
Is that another way of saying incubator, business incubator?
Yeah, incubator, but startup's a worldwide effort where you basically come together on Friday, and we had 150 people there. 48 people got up for 1 minute and presented their business idea. And then the 150 people, some of whom are judges, some of whom are experts on development, some of whom are finance people, they all have an hour to vote on 3 companies. Mm-hmm. And you essentially form 12 teams, and they present Sunday night and present their business plan to a panel, and we had $30,000 in awards. And two of my companies won second and third place, you know, one substantial. And the first team came from Wharton. They were 2 students at Wharton who'd been working on their plan for 6 months.
So this is also a business plan competition.
Yeah,
which are quite a few of those around the country, as you say. Our friend Tim Berry is a judge in a lot of those.
Yeah, and this is a great effort. If you're interested in this, or if you have kids, or if you're thinking about starting a business, go to a weekend. You know, look online, start up, and there's one in Philadelphia, or there's one in Alabama, or there's one in Texas, or wherever, and go and spend the weekend and go through the process, because it takes you through the business plan, business building, you know, cementing your idea, concept. And a number of these have moved along, gotten additional funding.
It's a good way to see where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. It shows you what you're onto, and it shows you what you need to get better at.
You really
should, in my opinion, Doug, you should enter into it with that frame of mind rather than, I hope I win. What do you think?
Yep, exactly. And it also gives you some feedback. You go up and present for 1 minute and see who's attracted to you. What kind of people, and what kind of people get it. We had one was a weather forecasting business, and another was a social media related business, but a lot of energy in that group. It kind of gets you that passion. I have another, actually a client I'm working with who started you get a kick out of this, a beer brewery, and, you know, microbrews.
A microbrewer, right?
And it's, you know, he had started paper.com, which he sold, and it's amazing. He's got this incredible passion about this beer. He's been brewing all his life, and all of a sudden he said, I'm going to launch a brewery, and it's called the Charter Oak Brewery. And it's basically modeled after the Charter Oak, which, I don't know if you remember, but the King of England had charters for every state, and
right,
went back to collect them to kind of take more control, and Connecticut was holding out, and they hid it in the oak tree for 2 years, and that became kind
of the
foundation
oak,
for the Bill of Rights.
Right.
And he's already in 400 stores and 400 locations in 2 months, and just says, I feel like a young 20-year-old now.
Yeah. But he's a serial entrepreneur. He's been there, done that.
Yep, yep. Yes.
Yeah. So, but you, a lot of these people though are newbies, right? They're it's their first shot.
Yeah, the startup weekends generally are newbies. Yeah, people mm-hmm. who you know are interested.
So, is there one place where people can go to find out where these things are? Is there one central clearinghouse, so to speak?
Yeah, there is it's a national or international organization called Startup America.
Startup America?
You have to do a Google search.
Right? Yeah, yeah, okay.
But it's a great resource and a great experience.
Mm-hmm. So check that out. Give us the website, Doug, your website.
I don't have it right in front of me. I'll look it up.
Your own website.
Oh, my website.
You better have your website in front of you. What is it?
I know what's on there.
What is it?
TheSuccessCoach.com.
TheSuccessCoach.com. Douglas Campbell III is what the name on the book. Where to go from here? Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.